Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. This week, we begin a new collaboration with Orion Magazine. We call it The Place Where You Live. Home, be it ever so humble or not, it's special. For more than a decade, Orion Magazine has asked its readers to put their memories of home on a map where everyone can see them. Well, now we're giving them a voice so you can hear them as well. Our debut essay is about a family that created a home away from home.
My name is Lisa Saffron, and I live in Columbia, Missouri. To us, home really is this place where we have a community and ties and people who, you know, expect to see us show up and worry about us when we're not there and know what the content of our daily lives is like. About 5 years ago, a group of families joined together with my family to communally purchase 60 acres in Shannon County, which is in the Ozarks. Our criteria were that we wanted it to be undeveloped mostly, and we wanted to have live water. It had to be on a creek, moving water. We all have children. We immediately began to, you know, go down and camp and clear trails. And then eventually we came together and built a structure. We have a pretty large cabin that we share and a lot of tent platforms that we camp on mostly. To reach the land that my family owns with four others, you must leave pavement for gravel and traverse a low water crossing. For the uninitiated to southern Missouri, a low water crossing means you drive into the creek. For the uninitiated to communal property owning, it involves wielding power tools a long way from the hospital, learning about humanure, and endless meetings at which even children present ideas as proposals. It also means that you can load your children into the car and in 3 hours be walking down a rocky path where dogs race to meet you and your extended family rises up from their camp chairs to welcome you home. We have marked each year of landowning with an annual meeting on the gravel bar, followed by gin and tonics and music around the fire until the stars burn bright above us. The children splash in the creek and hunt for crawdads. Most days we live in town in a house on a paved street. Even there, we carry our Ozark place within us. Home, I have come to believe, is not necessarily the place you are from. It is certainly not the place you expect it to be. It is the one you return to again and again.
Lisa Saffron is author of Juno's Daughters. Her family makes its home in Columbia, Mo, and sometimes the Ozarks. Tell us about the place where you live. You can find out more about our collaboration with Orion Magazine and how you can submit your essay by visiting our home on the web. It's loe.org.